Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all the crazy stuff that goes on around here. Jessica Malugin is our guest. She's the Associate Director of Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You know, our good buddies, Wayne Cruz and John Berlau and others who Fred was on way back in the day. Jessica, I mean, I've been around long enough to have had Fred on way back in the day when he would do a lot of media. So I first met him way back in probably 20 years ago. She's doing a great job with us, folks, of helping us understand some thoughtful ways to make sure that the digital leverage, that is the unprecedented leverage we've never seen before, that doesn't get out of hand, but that we wind up making it work for us without turning it over to the control hysteria of Washington, D.C., of our political class. So in that light, Jessica, what is CEI's thoughts on how to make that happen?
Well, I think that, you know, we agree, like you're making a great point that what we have here with this sort of revolution that's going on in technology is that what you have is an economic frontier, right? And at the frontier, things are messy and people make mistakes and they try things and some things work and some things fail. And that's what we see. I mean, Facebook is a great example of that. They're trying to figure out, well, where have they gone wrong and has been broken the law or is it just not a good practice? It's messy, and that makes people nervous, and that makes people in Washington want to intervene. Washington trades on power. That's everyone's interest. You have to be discerning about looking past with why they're saying they're doing something and think about what might be the benefit to them. And I think on the frontier of this technological change, we have the advantage of having some empirical evidence about, you know, what would happen if we turned over all this power to the government. We don't have a great track record in the U.S. of that. You know, the FCC controlled communications for a long time. There was almost no innovation. There was almost no price reduction.
There's another thing to look at here, and I wrote about this in my new book in the introduction, and that is look at what happens. See, I've been saying for a long time that the trust antitrust division of the Justice Department is a 19th century archaic organization, because by the time they mount a case against Amazon or Facebook or whatever, as we saw with Microsoft, with US v. Microsoft, the technology goes around the argument. They can't move.
Yes.
The courts can't move fast enough for the technology, and so that's the reason why antitrust won't work. Antitrust, if we had an egregious offender right now, and I'm not saying any of them are egregious. I think they're doing some offensive stuff that we all know about, but I don't think it's egregious. It's not illegal, but if somebody were doing that, we don't have a court system that could stop that before the technology would go around it. What do you think?
That's right. Microsoft's a great example. The marketplace outpaced the DOJ. By the time that case was settled, it was almost laughable.
Yeah, it was over.
Microsoft controlled the internet because they preloaded their browser onto your Office software suite.
Right.
I mean, everybody had figured out how to hit two buttons and download any browser they wanted.
That's right.
And furthermore, they figured out that it doesn't matter what browser you use.
But yet, Microsoft was harmed.
Yes, Microsoft.
Without not one customer was part of the brought the case. Not one customer brought the case, but Microsoft wound up being harmed. Which I don't defend Microsoft here, but that should not have happened to that company, any company.
Well, and the problem is that what is harmed to Microsoft? It's harmed to its investors.
It did hurt customers.
Because,
yeah.
Right. The greatest harm of antitrust action is the innovation that it prevents. If you say to a company, you're not allowed to do that, what you're doing is blocking the next thing that would happen in the marketplace right. that might address that. And that's always the biggest risk. And
Jessica, can we say, I've got to wrap it up here. Can we say that when people like Warren, Elizabeth Warren, come with their solutions, they might have the right string, but they got the wrong yo-yo. They might be looking at something we all agree needs to be fixing, but they don't have the answer to it. Can we say that?
I think we can say that, and I think we can recommend that she check out what's happening in Europe, where they're going hard after all this internet regulation.
GDPR, folks.
The
that's
GDPR.
Gonna, we don't even know how that's going to roll out yet. That's a movie we're watching, though, folks. Hey, Jessica, good job today. Come back soon.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Jessica Malugin, CEI.org is her website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.